Just want to start talking about your hamstring. It's going to be awesome.
Just give a blanket statement. Getting a lot better. Just like I said last week, day by day, it gets better and better. It gets stronger and stronger. During the game, you know, it got the job done. I think first half, I was thinking about it a little too much. I was a little worried, you know, kind of playing a little bit tentative. But the second half, I realized I didn't need to worry about it as much, and I could just play. And that helped me play better. So now it'll be the same throughout the week. Just, you know, keep rehabbing it, continue to strengthen it, and then mentally not worry about it. And it'll be good to go.
As far as practice reps, full set of reps, maybe limited?
I think this week will be a lot better than last week. Last week was very limited. I didn't get that many reps. But this week, you know, it's feeling a lot better. It's feeling a lot stronger. So it'll allow me to get more reps this week, which will help, just to get, work on the chemistry with the receivers, the offense, get things going. So that way, hopefully, we can, avoid the slow start that we had on Friday.
Bronco said you were about 78%. Would you agree with that number?
Yeah, I'd probably lower, more on the lower side, more closer to 70 than 80. It had been 6 days since the injury, it was tight. But the training staff is helping me a lot, and it's getting a lot better quickly, which is good.
You guys have played 7 football games, physical strain, emotional strain, and you're staring down a bye after this one. Is this coming at a really good time, do you think?
Yeah, but we're not thinking about the bye just yet. You know, we're thinking about Wagner on Saturday, and it's still game mode, regardless. Yeah, it'll be good for us to get a bye week, as it is with any team, just to be able to rest, get some recovery time, just because, every team in the country is banged up. It's not just us. So, but for right now, focusing on the game, to do our job for Saturday, and then we'll worry about the bye week.
In looking back at the film from the Cincinnati game, was that the best your offensive line has played this year?
They did awesome. I don't know, it'd be hard to tell, if it's the best they've played, but they did great. Just watching the film, you can tell they were working hard. And, I hardly got touched. 0 sacks and only a few knockdowns. And many, many times you could see the pocket was big. I had plenty of room, plenty of time, which is always good to see as a quarterback.
What's it say about that group that it's missing Louis Lapuaho and Riker Matthews, and still able to put forth that type of performance?
I think big credit goes to Coach 2J, who prepares all his guys. It's not just the starting five, but all of their backups and the guys behind them. The whole core is working really hard every day. Those guys work so hard on the field, also in the film room, and they're very well coached, and they're hard workers. All those guys are fierce competitors, which is awesome to have as a quarterback, knowing that those guys are going to battle, play in and play out to keep the pocket clean.
What's the process when you see a guy like Riker Matthews lead the game with injury? Do you even have time to process it?
No, I don't. I don't really worry about it, just because I know that the next guy's going to step up, and I can't really control, who goes in and that on that aspect of it. So I just, I think about the things that I can control and focus on those things, and then that will take care of itself. But like I said before, it doesn't matter who's in. All those guys are hard workers, fierce competitors, and they did an awesome job on Friday, and I know that they've been doing a great job all season, and they'll continue to do that throughout the rest of the season as well.
You guys make the circuit around the stadium, thank the fans after games. What does it mean to you and your teammates to have that kind of support, not only at home, but when you go on the road as well?
Oh, it's huge. To be able to have that support, to have that fan base, it motivates us. Especially being at home, that energy drives us, and we feed off of that energy that they provide. And, going around thanking them is just, a small token of our gratitude, just, thanking them for their help, because they do. They motivate us, they inspire us, and it makes it tough on the other team, and it just, makes it a tough place to play for our competitors, and a fun place for us to play at home. So, the fans have done an amazing job this season. It's fun to play for them.
The last 2 weeks, the offense has gotten off to kind of a slow start. What do you have to do to, change that trend and, get going more quickly?
I think it just comes down to execution, and we've proven that we can do it. Now it's just a matter of doing it more consistently. And so I think throughout the week we'll be working on starting off strong, at the beginning of practice, the beginning of the drill, beginning of the reps, doing the best we can to execute cleanly, and then that'll just that'll spread throughout the game. And we don't want to just be a second half team or a fourth quarter team. We want to be a four quarter team. So that just comes down to us and our level of execution and being able to make those plays when we need to, especially in those third downs. And that's kind of the key to starting fast, is being able to convert those third downs and keep those early drives going.
What's the biggest adjustment you've had to make since taking over as a starting quarterback? You just came back off your mission. You're a humble, confident kid. But what is the biggest adjustment you've had to make since game one?
I think that's a good question. There are, a lot of things that to work on and improve on. Probably the biggest adjustment would just be being more confident in my decision making. Driving back in the pocket and not worrying so much about the rush or the coverage and getting hurried, but just staying calm. Like in the pocket, staying calm in my reads and going through, my decisions, knowing that I'm seeing the defense, reading the coverage, and then completing the throw. I think in the beginning there's a little bit of get a little bit antsy, a little bit anxious, but now I'm just feeling more and more confident. And so I think that's been the biggest adjustment, just mentally. The speed of the game. The rush is coming, but not worrying about that, keeping my eyes downfield. So that's been a good adjustment and something that I will continue to work on as well.
It seems like each week that one of your receivers has a breakout game. Nick Kurtz played really well on Saturday. What was your guys' chemistry like?
Oh, it's great. It's been great all year. I love Nick. On and off the field, he's awesome. And I talked about it last week, how every single guy is a stud. Yeah, I can trust every single one of them. And on any given night, any one of them can have a big breakout night. So this week just happened to be Nick's night. And he makes it very easy for me. He's a big target who can jump. He's got great hands. That first touchdown he had, that's just an amazing catch, amazing grab. That's a luxury to have as a quarterback. And then the second one, he was able to put on the burners and go deep and get open. But then not just those two touchdowns, but throughout the night he was making big catches. And he's been doing those all year as well. It's not just on Friday. And so he's just another example of a guy that I trust, a guy that I can I can go to on any given down. And it was fun to see him do well in front of his family on Friday night.
So which finish was crazier this season, the BYU-Nebraska game or the Michigan State game this past weekend?
Man. Tough. Crazy finish for both of them.
Last question.
Just as far as Wagner goes, this is a team that struggled, coming in. This is who you're facing this week. How do you kind of evaluate what would be a successful week for you guys this week?
I think this week comes down to us focusing, staying focused day in and day out and not looking past anyone. We have to stay focused, stay determined, and better ourselves. Just like any other week, take it day by day, practice by practice, getting better, improving, and that way it'll show up on the field on Saturday. So it doesn't matter who we're playing, we got to be able to focus on ourselves and fine tune those things we need to improve, and that way, come game time, we'll be able to show that.